The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, here on another Chamber of Commerce Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend, got out. We had the Crawfish Festival and some other things that were happening over the weekend. It's great to see people get out, enjoying our downtown and all of the activities that are happening. Today, we will be talking to Mr. Adam McCloskey. He is the Associate Director of the Florida's Small Business Development Center in Fort Walton and Panama City region. Adam, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, my office is in Fort Walton. I kind of oversee the stuff in Panama City, but I'm over here. You know, I grew up in Pensacola, so I know the area, whenever my special skills are required over here, I end up over here. So.
Right. And, you know, perfect. Yeah.
They're a little different than Liam Neeson's special skills, but, you know.
But you do have a background in radio, so that's some of the skills.
That's one of the special skills that brought me over here today.
There you go. There you go. So, well, thanks for being on the show. First, tell us what the Small Business Development Center does for small business and entrepreneurs.
Well, what we are is... we're the no-cost resource, part of the state statutes that says we're the principal provider of small business assistance. And what that means practically is whenever you start a business, you do it for one of two reasons, right? You either know how to make something or you know how to sell something. And oftentimes, you don't know how. If you know how to sell it, you don't know how to make it. If you know how to do the business, you don't necessarily know how to sell it.
Right.
And I say make, but it's also for service businesses as well. We see more business than manufacturing. So what we do is we kind of come in and we help backfill those skills. We teach folks, you know, if they're great salespeople, we come out and we work with them and we get them going on stuff like, you know, cash flow management, working on securing financing. If it's time to get a loan, people have a bank they've got a relationship with. They go to the bank says, nope, thanks, we're not interested. And people assume that banks are banks. And so... that's not really true. And what happens is we work and we cultivate these relationships with different banks across the area. And we work with different banks that are out of the area. Some specialize in startup businesses. Some specialize in funding equipment purchases or medical practices or that type of professional practice. And so we kind of know what that is. And instead of having to deal with, you know, somebody's trying to run a business, instead of going out and calling eight different banks and saying, hey, would you like to talk to me? We kind of already know. So we meet with them and we say, all right, let's talk to this bank or this bank. So that's kind of what we do with that. We also, you know, if you are starting up and you say, all right, I want to start this, but I don't know where to go. There's lots of videos online that'll tell you, all right, go to SunBiz, go get your EIN number, go, you know, get your business tax receipt from the county, all those things. But we kind of help fill in the gaps and say, all right, well, what about the S corp election? You're gonna do that for your taxes. We can kind of help guide people through there. You know, we're not lawyers. We do have a couple accountants, but we don't really practice as accountants. But what we do is whenever somebody has something that they've got a question about accounting, what we do is we help them get the background of it. So whenever they do go talk to their accountant, instead of paying $50 an hour for 3 hours, they can get it done in one. So we save them time and we save them money by providing them with that background.
Now, so our listeners understand, most of your services are free, is that correct?
They're all no cost, no direct cost, I should say, because, you know, as I mentioned, we're part of the state has put us in the statutes as the principal provider of business assistance, so we're funded through the state. UWF matches some funding that we also get through the Small Business Administration. That goes way back in the late 60s, early 70s. UWF is actually one of the pilot programs, the eight in the nation in the early 70s that said, we need to figure out some way to help these small businesses. And our model's changed a lot since then. It used to be they'd walk them down to the post office and show them where the forms are. And mm-hmm. Now, you know, that world has completely changed. What it is people were coming out and they needed a way to figure out how to do it. And they saw that the failure rates for early startups were so high. And they said, we got to figure out a way to help that. And so they funded us through the universities, and some are funded through different organizations, but here it's through UWF. And so whenever they do that, they say, all right, do the services for no charge. So all of our services are absolutely no charge. Now, sometimes we offer classes, then we've got materials fees and stuff like that. Sometimes we have to pay room rental. So we will offset that cost a little bit for some of our classes. But even right now, we've moved all online for our classes. And right now, those are all no charge as well. I think we have one coming up today is the second. So the or I didn't adjust my watch. We have one coming up on the 5th or the 6th that's about starting a business after a pandemic.
Okay.
I'm doing one for folks that are looking at buying a business coming up at the end of the month. So we've got a whole list of them, a list of those classes. Those are all no charge webinars right now at sbdc.uwf.edu.
So you mentioned the class that's coming up, starting a business after the pandemic. Have you seen either an uptick in entrepreneurship and starting small businesses or a pivot to certain types of business? What's sort of the trend you've seen since over the last year or so?
We are seeing a lot of people that are getting into it, right? A lot of people lost whatever they were doing last year. It kind of went away whenever people stopped going out. So they said, all right, I got to figure something out. So they started their own thing. So we are seeing a lot of people that are doing that and starting up whatever it is they were doing for somebody else. Now they're doing for themselves.
Okay.
Because they lost their opportunity to do it. And they lost that, you know, one of the reasons people work for someone and have a job is because it's more secure. There's a safety net there with that biweekly paycheck. When that goes away, there's no safety net. It's like, all right, I've got to go start something myself. I've got to figure out what to do. And so that risk is introduced into what they're doing. So they might as well do it for themselves. So we are seeing a fair amount of people starting up and figuring out what it is they want to do or transitioning from something else. You know, if they had a small restaurant that's, you know, it just didn't make it through the spring, they said, all right, well, I was running the restaurant, but before I did that, I was, you know, I worked at an insurance agency. So I'm going to go start an insurance agency myself. So we're seeing a lot of that where people are either going back to what they did before or expanding their skills. But starting up a business right now is something that's we're seeing a fair amount of.
Now, so you mentioned restaurants. So there's a new program that's just opening up today for restaurants that will allow them to get some relief. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the federal government's put out a lot of programs, and we all remember the PPP. You still have a chance to get that through the end of the month if you've not done that, or even if you did it once, there is a second draw available, and we can, you know, if you call our office or visit our website again, sbdc.uwf.edu, we'll put you with a consultant that's worked with people through PPP applications and help get you guided in the right place for that. So that's still going on, and the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, the RRF, is, you know, it opened today. And what that is, that's going to be, I don't know that they like to use the word grant, but it's basically a grant. And most restaurants are going to be eligible if you're under 20 locations, and there's a whole bunch of different qualifications. But if you're under 20, you know, the typical restaurants we see around here will fit into that. And they also did a good job of making sure that different businesses are available too. Like if you run a tap room, for a brewery, as long as I think it's 30% of your sales are direct to consumer out of your facility, you're eligible. So you can still have that distribution network to where you're into the Publix or whatever grocery store. But as long as you're doing it public facing and you serve that, whether it's a tap room or a food truck or an ice cream truck, ice cream stand, hot dog stand, they've really made that all encompassing to where those smallest food operations, which were really, you know, among the hardest hit in the entire country,
right.
They came out this year and they finally said, all right, let's figure out how to give those folks some help. And that's what's come along with the RRF. And that portal opened today. There's some sample applications. We can help walk you through that, get you through the forms. Again, just go to our website, say register for consulting. It's no charge. sbdc.uwf.edu. You click request consulting. And within 2 or 3 days, we're going to get back to you.
Okay. And how long is that program open?
They've got some different things that they're doing it in terms of size and who can apply when. So you've got a little bit, but this is one, like the first time we had the idle and the advance there, where funding ran out before the application period ended. I wouldn't be surprised if that's going to happen with this one. You know, we don't work the SBA funds us, but we don't have like special contacts with the SBA or anything like that to know exactly what they're expecting. But it's one that I would not really wait on. And like I said, that they're doing some stuff where this first application period are designed for those smallest, hardest hit ones. So they have a chance to get in before everybody else comes flooding in.
Okay. Big topic right now is there are jobs out there, employees are needed, but there are also businesses that need to retain employees because there is competition for employees. And so is that something that y'all provide resources for, training, that sort of thing?
We do. You know, my boss, the regional director, he's got a background in HR. He ran HR for a couple plants, or plants wood. I don't know what he did. He'll tell you about it, and it involves logs and auto parts. I don't know. auto parts made a lot. Maybe he's making Flintstones cars. I'm not sure.
Right.
But we help folks come through and figure out what those issues are, right? Because what motivates people in different businesses are different than business to business, I should say. Like I've had several companies who are landscape companies, and they're constantly facing turnover in employees. Just because somebody will see a crew working on a yard, they'll come up and they'll say, "Hey, what are you making?" $10.25. I'll pay you $10.35. Be here tomorrow. And so they'll leave for 10 cents an hour in that industry. And so I've worked with folks and just saying, "Hey, you know what? You could give them 10 cents more per hour. Or what if we just provided lunch for them? You know, you can go get a couple pizzas for 10 bucks. It's going to be less than you would spend. But if you're giving them lunch, they're going to say, boy, they care about me." Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, that's on one end of it. When it gets to something different, you know, I mentioned insurance agencies, maybe, you know, something that keeps somebody there is you give them an extra week of vacation a year. You know, right. Let's talk through that. And I always tell people my favorite answer is, I don't know. Let's find out. And so we'll talk with you. We'll figure out what's going on, and then we'll sit there, and whether it's, you know, I grab Kelly or I grab one of the other consultants in the office and I talk through it, or I spend half a day Googling stuff to see what everybody else in your industry is doing. We work through that, and we try to figure that out, and, you know, come up with different ways to motivate the people that you do have. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we all do, you know, right? We've all got different specialties, but we all try to really, really help people figure out what that pain point is and figure out what's the solution to it. And sometimes it might not be me. Maybe it's Leslie in the office that has experience. You know, her family has run like grocery and convenience stores, so she kind of understands that a little bit more. We got Glenn in the Pensacola office who's very big into, you know, personal improvement and betterment and stuff like that. So if that's what your people are after, you know, maybe he has some ideas. And we've got between Pensacola and Panama City, with everything, we can do it all online now. We've got, you know, 20, 22 consultants now. Okay. So we've got somebody that can step in and figure out, you know, the best way to help. And like I said, we don't have the answers, but we can help you talk through them.
Right. And just to be clear, SBDC is not an employment agency, but you all do have these resources for businesses.
Right. And we help you figure out, you know, what's the best place to target employees. If there's some of that going on, whatever it is that pain point is, we can't keep them. We can't find them. We don't have answers, but, you know, maybe we can help figure out what you've done in the past and, you know, bring an outsider's perspective to figure out how to pivot to something different. That's the type of stuff we can do. But yeah, we're not an employment agency. We don't have a pool of people that are sitting there going, "Oh yeah, we can just pull this person."
Right.
But what we can do is, you know, there's some great employment agencies in the area. And we're members of basically every chamber, and
right,
so are those guys. So we can make those connections with you. And if you need to go talk to one of those employment agencies, we can do the warm handoff, right? Where we can say, "All right, call this person. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to tell them to expect your call." And then again, we give them sort of that background. So whenever the business owner calls them up, they don't have to go through that 3-hour explanation of what it is they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish, because they've already got that background and they understand a little bit. And the questions are more direct and more pointed towards finding solutions than finding background.
Right, right. So you mentioned you're doing everything virtual right now, but we're moving in the right direction in terms of vaccines, that sort of thing. Once you do go back in person, how does that usually look and where do you offer classes?
One of the things that is in the state statute is, or this, I think this actually is from the federal through the SBA charter, is that we don't want people to have to go more than an hour to meet one of us. in driving. And we've got an office right over at the campus here in Pensacola. We've got one there's EDOs, EDAs, and EDCs.
Right.
I think EDC is the one that Santa Rosa County has over in Milton. So we've got one over there. We're in the Gulf Breeze Chamber. We're in the Navarre Chamber, the Crestview Chamber. We've got our office in Fort Walton, Panama City. We're up in Marianna. We're looking at over in Port St. Joe. Destin, we've got these locations all over the place. And we can meet people there and have people come in and meet us there. Sometimes if it's, if the question is about what does it look like here in our office? And as an example, there is a body shop that I've worked with, and he went to like the body shop training school that teaches them the best way to operate. And he said, come out and look. And we went one day, and then we came back after they made the changes, and they went from moving the cars around to the different mechanics areas to moving the mechanics and got on these big rolling toolboxes, and it made a big difference. And so that's the type of stuff that might require us to go out to a location and do a survey there and kind of see what's going on with operations. We've got one of the guys that we brought in the last year. He's got a ton of experience in restaurant operations. Actually, a big national chain moved him down here, and he was doing that, running their restaurant over in Destin before he came over to us. And so, I see a whole lot of times where in the upcoming months and years, where we're going to take Terry and we're going to have him go out to the restaurant, whenever they open, watch the way they start prepping, watch the way that they assign the tables, and just have him kind of give them a whole operations overview, just because he did that for some pretty high-end restaurants for 15, 20 years before he transitioned and came over here and said, I can take what I know and help give that to other people and let them apply it.
Right. So say, I have my idea, I have my business that I'm just getting started. I'm excited. I've got my, whether I'm making widgets or I'm telling you how to use widgets or I'm repairing widgets, I'm ready to go. But, I need to channel this energy in the right direction. Just reach out to y'all and kind of get the ball rolling.
Yeah, the thing we see a lot of times is people come in and they say, I need a business plan, because that's what we've been told for 30, 40, 50 years is I'm going to start a business. I got to get a business plan.
Right.
So I sit with people, I ask them, what do you need the business plan for? Now, there are some SBA loans that require an operation to have a business plan, a formal one. But what I don't want to do is waste people's time, right? If we're going to make a business plan because we think it's the box that I've got to check off, and then we throw it in the desk drawer and we ignore it, that's not doing you any good. That's taking time away that you could be out developing contacts and figuring out better operational things. So we work with people on figuring out what it is that works best for them. And it might be a business model canvas, which is kind of a business plan on one page you can put up on the wall. Maybe it is a business plan, so you can put that out there and have everybody on the team buy into it. So we work with people and figure out what exactly it is that's going to get them going in the right direction. And so in that sense, we're kind of a focuser. If I can invent a word real quickly, we're a focuser of direction and attention, so we can make you make sure that whenever you're sitting there and you're asleep at night staring at the ceiling because you've realized that you've put everything you have on the line, I just want you to sleep a little bit better. So
right.
When you wake up, you say, all right, I know what the A things are, I know what the B things are, and I know what the C things are, and the C things can wait because I know what the A things are, and then I can take off and get to that next level.
Yeah, because it can be absolutely overwhelming, like you say. I mean, just everything that you're thinking about, whether it's making payroll or if it's the right forms that you have in with the state or the city or the county, or just so many different things that you got to make sure you have done, and having this resource for free is tremendous.
And the other big thing is we're 100% confidential, right? I'm not going to go out there and tell anybody that I'm working with you unless you sign a form that says please tell everybody about it. But I worked with somebody in the last month or so that's been doing something kind of on the side for a while, and they're like, I'm getting successful, I want to formalize this and make it a real business. And the thing that I had to tell them was, tell me about it. Let me know what's going on. I'm not going to sit here and pick up the IRS and be like, hey, Billy Bob wasn't paying his taxes. So we're working for the people. We don't work for the government. They just pay us to work for you. Same thing if we need a bank or an accountant. I'm not getting anything back from them. I'm trying to work for the customer, for the client, because them being successful in their business is the thing that keeps us in business. So that's our primary concern, is to work with people and make sure they're more successful, because the best way for us to find more businesses is to have somebody say, I work with the folks over at the SBDC, and now I've got that boat in the backyard that I wanted when I started.
Right. Yeah, got to have that motivation. So, and I'm, you know, I'm going to keep pounding this, but these resources, these classes, most of this is free. It is provided through the state and the feds. And so if you have a small business, if you are thinking about starting a small business, use these resources. You know, talk to the folks there. You said, what, you have 22 people in the region?
I'm going to get it wrong, but it's like 2022.
Yeah.
We've really grown as the whole pandemic thing came in, and we saw just a big influx of demand. Normally we work with 1,200 people a year. Last year I think we got over 3,500. So we just had to expand in order to be able to meet that demand. And so I could count everybody in my head, but that's not a good use of anybody's time. So it's like 2022. Something
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
But there are plenty of folks that are there to help. And, you know, different avenues, you know, it's not just, you know, like you say, the business plan or getting started. There are other things that y'all do that can really help small business.
And we've got a whole bunch of specialty services that we do as well. You know, if you want to get in working with the government, bid on some of those contracts that are out at the local bases or with the school districts, we've got people that specialize in government contracting. Me and another young lady in the office, Aisha, we have certification in business valuation. So if you need to buy or sell a business, we can help figure out the right price for that. You know, I mentioned Terry that's got a restaurant background. Johnny over in Panama City, he's run a restaurant over there. I think it turned 70 years old, 75 years old or something like that. So they know what they're doing.
Right.
We've got guys who are marketing for ammunition companies, and we've got accountants. We've just got a wide array of people and backgrounds. We have a whole ton of folks that just have different experiences that can come in and provide that different look at whatever it is you're doing.
Right. So getting close to wrapping up here. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Just that, you know, whatever it is, you know, every business that comes in with a problem, it's a different problem than what we've dealt with before. So, you know, I can't sit here and say, oh, yeah, this is the problem. Whatever it is, you know, let's talk through it. Like I said, we might not have the answers, but the answer is usually within that person that's running the business. And we prod and provide research and help, you know, ask questions so they figure it out. And so that's really the thing that we do the best, is help people go from one level up to the next. I always talk about when you hit that plateau and you're like, all right, we've gotten here and we want to go to that next level. That's where we really excel, is getting people to that next level. So check out the website, sbdc.uwf.edu, fill out the registration for consulting, and we'll be in touch.
There you go. Well, Adam McCloskey, Associate Director of Florida's Small Business Development Center here in Northwest Florida. Really appreciate the time today and a lot of great information. Again, these resources are free. So if you have questions, if you are thinking about starting a business, have started a business and are kind of stuck, reach out to these folks. They're smart. They are all over the place. You know, they know what's going on. And they know how to help you. So use them. But again, Adam, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having us. And you might as well, you already paid for it with your taxes. So
there you go. That's how you got there. So just a few chamber updates before we wrap up here. We have our Clays for Commerce skeet shoot is next Friday, May 14th at the Santa Rosa Shooting Center. If you still want to get a team, or if you want to come out individually, we can help you out there. You can check out our website, PensacolaChamber.com, with more information on that. I do want to let everyone know we are into our new chamber offices. We are located at 418 West Garden Street. It's the CoLab building. We're on the fourth floor. We will be having a grand opening public event on May 20th at 5 p.m. It's sort of a business after hours grand opening. So we're very excited about that. You are welcome to come by our new offices. There's still a little dust and things that need to be you know, finished up. We're waiting on some furniture, that sort of thing. But we are open, and if you need us, you know, reach out to us. And just, you know, check out all of our social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're trying to reach out to as many people as possible. And then one other event real quick, we have our legislative wrap-up breakfast. It'll be on Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday the 18th. And just a lot happened this past session, and we'll be excited to hear from the Gray Robinson lobbying team on what's happened, how it's going to impact business. So if you want tickets, again, there's some available, PensacolaChamber.com. And looking at a great week, folks. Lots happening. Let's keep the momentum going, and we're going to be here to keep you connected on the Chamber Connection.